Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Little Vanilla Ice, Alex's arm. You're not even old enough to remember Vanilla Ice. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
What do you know about Vanilla Ice, bro?
The thing is, there's a player on my favorite soccer team. His name is Rice, and okay. His own version of it called Rice Baby.
There you go. Oh, well, boy. Ben Rice could use that. Obviously, a big day yesterday for him. BT and Sal on the fan. If not for the Yankees, we'd be really miserable. We'll do the Mets coming up at 1 o'clock. BT, we'll get more into them, but we want to get to the calls here. Keep it going with the NFL talk with both the Jets and Giants. Mad Mike is calling from Charlotte. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey guys, what's up? How are we doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
All right. I'm really, really disappointed in this team, and you know, I see it going nowhere. Few points. So with the same old Jets theme, to me, it is the same old Jets, until it's not. I mean, I haven't seen anything else, and if this is not the same old Jets, maybe I want the same old Jets because I just don't like what I'm seeing right now. As far as the coach is concerned. I mean, every time I look at him or I hear his name, I say one thing, and I say, to me, he's Robert Saleh, until he's not. I mean, he's done absolutely nothing. The only reason he's here is because he was a former Jet. He was a former player. Everybody loved him. His celebration was a little bit kind of...
Yeah, but hold on a second, Mike. Hold on. Forget it. We'll get to celebrate. Hold on. That's unfair to Aaron Glenn. To say that Aaron's here because he was... I respect that you pissed off, and I don't know if he's going to be ultimately the right coach or the wrong coach, but to say the only reason that he's here is because he played for the Jets is really disrespecting the man's climb into coaching ranks. Other teams wanted him. He turned down interviews.
He's been a coach a long time working his way up to get this opportunity.
He was a scout.
And just pick him out of the broadcast booth.
Yeah, no, I get it. Maybe I was a little bit wrong.
Right.
But that was a big part of bringing him here. He wasn't a former Jet and so beloved. Would he be here, do you think, or no?
I mean, I can't answer that. Was that maybe the deciding... You know, if you have two candidates who are fairly equal in your determination and one knows the building and knows the city and was a really good player here and is from the Parcells tree, wouldn't you go that way?
You shouldn't have, no, to me, it would have nothing to do with it.
I'm saying if they're comparable. If you have two similar, now how do you split that and say it's 50-50? But
I would, just like I don't care where a player is from, where he grew up, don't care. From a fan perspective, sure. Like, nostalgia from a fan perspective. If I'm an owner making a hire, it would have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I get that. You're consistent with that. I'm just saying, like, if you have two people who you really do like, and one you're like, well, is he going to be able to handle New York, and the other guy already has? Now, granted, when Aaron was a player, it's not like he was Boomer as the quarterback who's sitting there facing the media all the time. It's not like a corner, you know, is bombarded with, you know, a million press conferences. You kind of blend in, even though he was very good. It didn't tip the decision in that direction, but I'm just saying let's not run the man's accomplishment short like he was a scout And then he really diligently worked his way up. Now, if it's the right hire, I don't know. I loved it when they did it. I wanted him. Right now, I'm not loving what I'm seeing. But it's early, and it does underscore the depth of the job. It's the toughest job in sports.
I wish that he would have handled the same old Jets thing differently. Like the caller just said, to me, that's what Aaron Glenn should have said. Yeah, people want to say we're the same old Jets, and right now our record says that we are. And we're going to be the same old Jets until we're not. But my job is to change that, and I will.
Yeah, I'm gonna that's do a good way to handle it. Rather than saying we're not when you're still 0-3.
Yes! Yes, exactly! Yeah. He's better than that! He got a week three, to me, was the first time he got away from being what he was, which was my way or the highway. No nonsense. I'm not even letting that negative bullcrap infiltrate my mindset of what we're trying to do here. This is a long process. Like, just take it head on. Don't, like, once you start trying to pretend something you're not, or trying to fool New York, we're too smart for that here. We know that. So you could be frustrated by it, and I get it. You could have won that game very easily. So you're frustrated, and instead of taking that anger out, you want to have a positive spin on it. Say, no, we're not. This is how, you know, we fought back and I'm proud of this group. Okay, there are ways to do that. Not in that spot, not like that. We're the same old Jets until we're not. And it's my job to make sure everybody knows we're not and we're getting there eventually.
But I don't think he's trying to fool us. I think he's talking to the room. I mean, anytime, listen, these press conferences, whether it's Boone after a game and those, any coach that we listen to, all the coaches here, it's a requirement, sure, otherwise you get fined. But really, that's the liaison to the locker room. So I don't think Aaron's sitting up there saying, hey, let me try to tell these, you know, hundreds of thousands or however many Jet fans that we're not the same old Jets and they'll believe me because they're dopey and I'm just gonna take my word for it. I think he's just talking to the room.
Fair enough.
And, you know, and I respect the creativity, but it's just a little hollow when you're still 0-3 and you lost in the manner in which you did.
The way that I would say it to do it then is talk to the room when you're in the room with the players and handle the media a little bit differently.
That's fair.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Eddie in Vernon, New Jersey has really pressing issues on his mind. What's up, Eddie?
Really, really pressing. Now, I want to add a little levity to this gloomy Monday in New York sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
You had a caller, I don't know, maybe three callers ago, telling you that he couldn't eat his macaroni and gravy on a Sunday.
That's what he said.
I want to know exactly what is macaroni and gravy.
Well, you're not Italian, are you, Eddie? Not that you need to be.
I am Italian. My name is Maserati.
Maserati,
Eddie, Eddie, I'm with you. It's sauce. Macaroni and sauce.
Well, you know what he means, Eddie. He's got the meat there, obviously, which makes it the gravy.
Macaroni isn't even right.
What?
Macaroni?
Yeah.
Eddie, what's wrong?
Pasta!
All right, well, whatever.
Come on,
man. You can have spaghetti and meatballs. It's not pasta.
Sauce.
No, it's not pasta. I mean, Eddie, that now is where you're losing me, and thank you for the call. Well, I did hear that, and I will admit, no, I'm getting caught up trying to do a sports talk show. I don't want to get totally derailed with that. I am not, like, never once in my household ever among my grandparents a lot, whatever it may be, did we ever refer to sauce as gravy?
We always say gravy.
Really?
Yeah, we do. And I say it too now. Yeah, I do. I do.
Wow.
Yeah, there's really, there's no going, it's like politics, man. You're either a gravy or you're a sauce person. There's not much in between.
I'm thinking a lot of things here that I'm not saying any of.
Mac and anything is never, dude, I'm sorry. Like macaroni is not like a thing.
Oh, mac and cheese. Yeah.
No, yeah, mac and cheese. Macaroni and cheese. Okay, we're kids.
No. Yeah, macaroni's a term you don't hear too much.
No, it's not macaroni. It's not macaroni. It's pasta, dude. Get the pasta out.
Dude, I was so depressed. I didn't want to eat yesterday. I didn't even go and get the sandwich. I'm like, I had a banana.
I don't know. I ate it. I enjoyed myself.
I just didn't enjoy the game again. Like, I was so pumped the first 2 weeks. I didn't know what to expect yesterday. I thought the Giants would. I definitely thought the Giants would play better. I thought the Giants had a chance to win that game going in. You know, I didn't want to let my Jet fandom take over my mind, so I thought that they'd cover and lose a tight one. But I was just like, all right, well, it's here. All right, put the game on. It's 102. Let's go. And I just was so, off-put already by the football season.
Yeah, I'm mad that I had to waste a Sunday night watching the Giants lose another game instead of watching Task on HBO, which I love that
Task,
show.
I don't know.
Is that a Task?
HBO Max, yeah.
Is that the name of the show? I always get it mixed up with Task, maybe?
Oh, Task, yeah.
You watch it?
I have it. I want it.
Oh, it's so good.
Brennus, what is it?
It is... How would you describe it, Hoff? Do you know what it's about? It's like FBI trying to uncover...
It's
gang
FBI
selling
agent
drugs.
Heads a task force to put an end to a string of violent robberies.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
And the guy from Ozark, who season 3, I think it was, who was amazing. It was the brother of
Mark Ruffalo stars in it, doesn't he?
Well, Mark Ruffalo. No offense to Mark Ruffalo, he's a great actor, but the guy from Ozark was unbelievable in season 3, and he's the other star.
So now imagine like my wife's disappointment when this is a show that's appointment television for us. I'm like, sorry, I got to watch the Giants and Chiefs. And yeah, I'm falling asleep in the third quarter. Literally, like
another 3 weeks. You won't have to say that.
Yeah,
yeah, we're fired up. Let's binge.
Three? What are you kidding me? I'm going around the league starting in week 4.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.